Good morning, this is Jeff Jones reporting from 270 Action Central. The Middle East. In Aden last night, four British soldiers were injured when a bazooka missile fired by a terrorist hit an army observation post in the Sheikh Othman district. A new ceasefire came into effect in the Middle East after yesterday's heavy fighting in the Suez Canal area. The first UN observers are already taking up their posts on both sides of the canal. The Egyptians claim to have shot down six Israeli aircraft, and the Israelis claim to have shot down six Egyptian planes. The Jordanian Prime Minister has handed in his government's resignation to King Hussein. The United States. In New York, 20 people have now died after four nights of race riots. All but one of the victims were Negroes. The other one was a policeman. Rioting continued last night despite the curfew. Sheffield. The corporation bus caught fire and resulting from the following confusion, 15 people were taken to hospital. Some of them had jumped to safety from the top deck. Sailing. At midday today, another Englishman will attempt to sail single-handed round the world. He's Mr. Alec Rose, aged 59, and he'll set sail from Portsmouth in his cutter, Lively Lady. It's his second try. Last year, he was forced to give up when Lively Lady was badly damaged in the collision in the Channel. He'll follow Sir Francis Chichester's route, and I expect to take about 9 months. And finally, something to brighten up your morning, the beauty state. A 21-year-old American girl is the new Miss Universe, chosen at Miami Beach last night. Miss England was just third. This has been Radio 270 News, the 270 Department of News and Public Affairs. Next newscast in 270 in 1 hour's time at 11 o'clock.